This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news that China has lifted a ban on producing video game consoles in its free trade zone surrounding Shanghai. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz has been following this. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So why are they lifting this ban now?
Well, China had been talking about lifting this ban for a long time, but it never seemed to happen. This year, China's economy is slowing down, and the government has put a renewed focus on attracting more foreign investment. And one of the cornerstone economic policies of the Xi Jinping administration is setting up China's first free trade zone here in Shanghai to attract foreign companies. So lifting this 14-year-old ban is part of a bigger plan by China's government to do that.
Is it going to work as a way to stimulate the economy there?
Well, you know, in the past year, I've spoken to a lot of people inside the industry about this, and they're relieved that the ban has finally been lifted, but a lot of problems remain. You know, first off, I think there's a general sense of confusion among these companies about what they may have to give up in order to gain access to this new free trade zone. You know, some foreign companies will have to partner with local Chinese companies, and that's a concern for any company that cares about its intellectual property. Secondly, the biggest concern for the gaming industry in China happens to be the same for anyone in the entertainment industry, and that's piracy. Having access to the market is great, but it doesn't mean much if after you start operating here, all of your video games are pirated and your software starts appearing on the black market at a fraction of its retail price. That's exactly what happened to Hollywood here, and it remains a very big concern for the U.S. video gaming industry in China.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.